Behold. That's what that is. He's bringing that out. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in the book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, and unto Smyrna, and unto Pergamos, and unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, and unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead, and he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O God, again this morning. Father, we come as humble as we know how. We thank you, dear God, again for every blessing. Father, I pray for these that are bowed with us. Lord, you know the need of the hour. We ask you, dear God, that you'd grant it. Lord, we pray if there be one here lost, God, I pray that today would be the day that conviction would set up in their heart, the drawing power of God would draw them to an altar of repentance. Lord, I pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. God, give us power to preach. Give us liberty. Lord, take us and use us for your glory. We ask you now to go with us and give us the words that we need to say and what you do for us. We'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, I'll be the first to admit this morning that I don't know exactly what we'll do with this, but I want to mind the Lord for a few minutes this morning. Now, I do know this morning by John's testimony, he was cast out on the Isle of Patmos for serving the Lord. He was there for his testimony, and the Bible said, for the word of God. So for the preaching of the gospel, he was exiled to the Isle of Patmos in hopes that they'd never hear from him again. That's why they put him there, that he would die. He's about 96 or 98 year old here, and they put him there in hopes that they'll done away with the word of God. It's not the first time that men have wanted to do away with the word of God. We find in Jeremiah's day, they tried to burn the books and do away with the word of God. You can't put this out. Amen. It's the word of God. Amen. The Bible said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall endure forever. And so we know that they're fighting a losing battle when they try to do away with the word of God. It's in the hearts of the believers this morning. It was in the heart of John, and it's in the heart of you and I that trust in the Lord. The Bible said now he's there for the testimony of Jesus Christ and the preaching of the gospel. Now we know this morning that as long as we're in this world, we're going to suffer persecution. The Bible tells us in the book of Philippians chapter number 3, he said, "For many walk, of whom I've told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross." And the Bible said, "And of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things." And so we know this morning that there's enemies to the cross and enemies to Christ. Jesus said that they hated me and they'll also hate you. And everywhere we turn, the church has taken afflictions and persecutions by word and also in some places by death. We know that this morning. And but the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is marching onward in this last day. Amen. God's people are still on top and we're going up. The Bible said, "Behold, he cometh on the cloud." Amen. We have a hope that this world knows nothing about. How the world today, the Bible said, and this world is this is their earth. This is what they live for. They live like they're going to live here forever, only to find out the end are the ways of death. And so now John is now writing this letter to encourage the church there in Asia Minor, not to let them to forget that God is still in control. I'm here to tell you this morning that God's still on the throne. Amen. He's still in control of the affairs of men. The church is not going down, nor will she ever be done away with. Amen. Your Christian faith in the Lord Jesus will stand in the evil day, and it'll stand when the world's on fire. Amen. And the Bible now tells us, John says, "Behold, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard behind him a great voice." And verse number 8, Jesus said, "I'm Alpha and Omega." In verse number 11, he said, "I'm the first and the last." The authority of the Lord Jesus Christ still rules and reigns today. Nobody's dethroned him, and anyone has sitting on his throne. The Bible said he is seated by the right hand of God. And so we know this morning that he still rules and reigns in our day. The Bible said, "Who is the image of the firstborn?" Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. He said, "For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth." And he said, "Visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him." Amen. I want to talk to us this morning, if God will help me, for just a few minutes on the first and the last. Amen. And the Omega and the Alpha and the Omega. Somebody said, things are getting in disarray. No, they're not. They're running just exactly like God has it planned. This is not catching God in any surprise. Our world today is in the shape it's in, and because of sin. But Jesus Christ came into the world to conquer sin. Amen. And he did that on the cross of Calvary for every individual who desire the forgiveness of their sin can come to the cross of Calvary and plead the blood of Jesus on them and find victory for their soul. Amen. No greater love, amen, than for one to lay his life down for a friend. But Christ Jesus did far more than that. He laid his life down for the world and for the sinner. I'm thankful this morning for the first and the last. You note in Colossians in chapter number 1 when he says the firstborn of every creature. Now that'll make us to think that at one point in time he is created. But that's not what that means. That means he is the first place in time. Amen. Jesus Christ is eternal. His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Amen. His mind is much greater than our mind. All that we know in creation is procreation. When a husband and a wife come together and they have a child,
That's all we know about. But a husband and wife and that child are the family. Amen. They're all one family. Rather you have one child or rather you have 10 children. It's all one family. Amen. But Christ Jesus is eternal. He's first in time and first in place. Amen. The Bible said, as the firstborn of every creature stepped out of eternity into time. Amen. The Bible said in John chapter number 1, in John 1, he said in the beginning, he said, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and he is the life of men. Amen. He is the first in time. Thank God. How when you think about that this morning, he's first in creation. Amen. Jesus said, let there be light. And there was light. Amen. This morning, he's the first. Amen. He's the last. That no doubt, when John wrote that letter to the churches in the there in the book of Revelation, there's discouraged, there's down, but they were not out. Hallelujah. There's waiting for a word from heaven. Amen. And John got the words from God while he's in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Amen. He sent those glorious words over to the church of the living God. He has preeminence over all things. He is first in creation and the head of the church. Praise his holy name. Woo! Praise the Lord this morning. And somebody said, we're going down, not with the hand we got. The foundation that we stand on is Christ, the Omega, the Alpha and the Omega. The first and the last, praise his holy name. John said, what you see. He said, write in a book and send it to the seven churches, which was in Asia. And he lists the churches there. And then he describes the Alpha and the Omega, the same one that Daniel described in the Old Testament. That he saw in hopes of a better day. He saw this day, amen, the Christ, the Son of the living God. As Israel was in captivity in Babylon, amen, awaiting for the day when they could be set free. I'm going to tell you, the church of the living God was over in Asia Minor waiting for the better day, where one day they could be set free. Out of persecution, out of tribulation, and troubles and burdens, and be set free forever. Amen. The first and the last. Amen. He is the first in creation and the first of the church. Amen. The Bible said, fear not, I am the first and the last. He said, I am he that liveth and was dead. Amen. The first fruits of them that slept. Amen. The first fruits of them that slept. Of the first in time. The first in place. And the first who slept. And in him they not only found hope in a better day, but they found hope in the glory day. Hallelujah. That one day after a while, in all their persecutions, many of them were here on earth. Many of them had already been persecuted, put to death and died for the cause of Christ, for the word of God, and for their testimony. But they pressed and marched onward, amen, for the better day. Oh, don't you imagine what must have rang in the ears of the believer, that they really believed in a day, hallelujah, that they'd be delivered. Oh, bless his holy name. The first and the last. The Bible said, I'm the one who have the keys of hell and of death. In other words, it's all right. Go ahead and give yourselves for the cause of Christ. He said, I've conquered death, hell, and the grave. He said, we've got victory in Christ Jesus our Lord. Come persecutions, come burdens, come troubles and trials in this life. But victory is ours because of Christ. Amen. I'm glad of what he has said in the 17th chapter of the book of John. He said, I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world. And I come to thee, Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. Amen. And then he drops down and says, and now come. He said, I to thee in these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy. He said, fulfilled in themselves. What joy is he talking about? That one day he's joying in the fact that he can be glorified once again in his Father. Christ, God in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. That we, sons of men, that have been changed to the sons of God, can be glorified. Woo! Hallelujah! Be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye into a glorified state of eternity forever and forever. He who was eternal stepped into time, that we who are timely could step into eternity. Oh, listen. He said, glorify them as I and you are one. He said, I in them and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved them. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them and I in them. I'm going to tell you, church, this morning, he's the first and he's the last. He's the everything. That all things that were created by him and for him. One day after a while, I don't know when it's going to be. John said he cometh in cloud, with clouds. One day he's coming back, and he's coming back after the church. The blood bought of Christ, the bride, the Lamb's wife. Amen. We're going home to be with the Lord. Come what may, we'll never again have to contend with the devil again. I don't know about you, but I can't wait till the day till I wave goodbye to that rascal for the last time. Amen. Take this coat of flesh off, head to glory. Never to see him again or hear from him again. Hallelujah. Never to step foot on this earth ever again. I'll say goodbye to this world. Jesus said, I pray that you don't take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the world. Amen. And then he said that he's going to present unto himself a bride spotless and without blemish. Amen, the church, his church, without wrinkle, without spot. Amen, I'm telling you, church, he's a coming one day for the church. He said, and he loved the church and he gave himself for it. Amen, I want you to know he loves you with an everlasting love. Amen, Jesus, in that same chapter that I read to you, he said, I want to come back to you and come in you. That's what he says. He wants to come back. And he said, I came from you. And he said, I want to go back in you. Yeah. Amen. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost are all three one. Yeah. And he said, make them one. Amen. Even as I and you are one. Amen. And he said, the glory that I had with you in the beginning, he said, give me that glory back. Yeah. He said, he came down here, amen, and forfeited that glory. Yeah. that he might become flesh for you and I. And he was robed himself in flesh, and he dwelt among us. He was glory before the Father. Amen. Glory to glory.
Yeah.
He come from glory, and he's going back to be glorified.
Amen.
And every saint of God that put their faith in Jesus Christ, he said, will share in the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, he is the firstborn in creation. Amen. He is the first fruits in resurrection.
Yeah.
Amen. And he is our all in glorification.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to tell you this morning, he is the first and the last.
Yeah.
You know what that tells me? I don't need anything else.
Amen.
Amen. If he's Alpha and Omega, he's everything in between.
Yeah.
If he's first and last, he's everything in between.
Yeah.
And if you'll put your faith in him this morning, he'll be all in all to you. Let's stand this morning.